Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's go back, Rob, to the story of the day quickly, just briefly. I hear everything that Mark Willard was saying and you're saying, right. And it's true. It does put pressure on Trey Lance, but the NFL and professional sports in general are about that. I mean, he needs to perform anyway, and if having someone – And again, it's not Aaron Rodgers behind him. It's not Tom Brady still hanging on behind him. It's Jimmy freaking Garoppolo. He wins, but he's not a great quarterback. We know that. And so if this derails Trey, if it really hurts him psychologically to the point where he can't go out and be his best self, then you probably not cut out to be a star. And so I think either way, you have to go out and prove that you're the man. I mean, they gave up a ton for you, a team that had a quarterback who had led them to a Super Bowl appearance. And so that in and of itself was pressure. So I think we'll see what he's made of. I'm not predicting greatness or failure. I want to see. I don't know. None of us know.
We haven't seen enough of him to be able to make a decision. I don't think that that's copping out. And
no.
Chris, we normally.
You can sit here and lie, right? We can sit here and just make a guess and act like we really know.
You know,
we don't know.
Like, that's why Chris and I don't do those phony NFL draft shows. Like we haven't seen enough people, Chris. No, you know what I mean. Where guys get on and they read other people's stuff and then they regurgitate it. We haven't seen them.
No.
I can't sit there and tell you Trey Lance is going to be a star, Chris. I just haven't seen enough. And he hasn't played that many games over, started that many games over the last 3 years for me to get a glimpse and say, man, I watched this guy for one game or two games and I like what I saw. I just can't do that.
We've seen high draft picks fail. We've seen most of them, Rob.
Most fail.
Everyone was high on Darnold, number three pick. Failed.
When they traded for Baker, you knew it, Chris. I said it. You don't trade for Baker if you think Darnold's your guy. I'm not shocked at all that Baker's the starter. I'm not.
No, I'm not. I thought he was the better quarterback, but I thought, you know, let's let them both battle it out. And he beat him out without all the knowledge of the offense that Darnold had.
Right.
Marcus Mariota, a number two pick. Mitch Trubisky, a number two pick. They're fighting, Rob, for their starting life in the NFL.
Right.
If they lose their jobs this year as starters,
they might
they're
going to
be backups the rest of their career.
Yep.
That's
as far
what
as starters,
be.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Done like
yeah.
that.
And so we'll see what this kid is. But I will say this, Rob. And I'm not going to write him off if he loses the job eventually, just isn't ready.
No, he might get it
back. I won't write him off, but I will say this. He's in a great position. Kyle Shanahan, and we've talked about his, you know, missteps in big moments, but he is a good quarterback. You know, he's been good with quarterbacks.
No, offensively, Chris,
he
we get it.
He knows his stuff offensively, right. They've got the weapons. They got a great team, a great defense. Like it's laid out for him where, Rob, he doesn't have to be fantastic. We said it. Jimmy G isn't, like, putting up Pro Bowl numbers, but he's a winner. There's something about him that he's got the intangibles. He's a leader, and the proof is in the pudding. That team is 8-28 without him since he's been there, and they're 31-15 with him.
And that's why this is such a big move, even for Shanahan, right. Chris, because if you're that offensive guru and you got this kid who's the next quote-unquote Patrick Mahomes, which is a lofty goal,
right.
I'm sorry
right.
to put that out there.
Absolutely.
For a guy who won an MVP in a Super Bowl so young, to put that out there and hang that on Trey Lance. I mean, good luck with that. Because it don't happen that often.
Absolutely. Especially coming from Division I AA. But we'll see. Look, I think it's good for Jimmy G to be there as insurance. You think it'll cause too much turmoil in the locker room, which certainly is a possibility. So we'll see about it. Speaking about turmoil, Rob, Ariza, the punter from Buffalo.
Right.
As you know now, I'm sure everybody knows, he was cut. He was cut by the Buffalo Bills. Matt Ariza, drafted in the sixth round, supposed to be a tremendous punter, and he has been. They call him.
And you know, field position, Chris, is very important. You need a punter who can pin a team back. I mean, a punting is not a joke. You need a great punter.
I'm not going. If he was, I mean, I agree with you. Obviously, punting is important. But I do think you can find good punters. They might not find another great punter, but I think they can find a good one. And I think, Rob, they're like, look, this is a PR nightmare. We're not – it's a punter. It's a six-round pick. You know, we're not going to put up with all the madness we're going to have to put up with because of these accusations for a punter. That's what I think.
Here's my issue.
Accusations quickly for those.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been under a rock, but while he was at San Diego State last year as a senior, he is accused of It was statutory rape because the girl's right. underage. Now, he says it was consensual.
And gang rape.
Right. She's 17 years old, so he has sex with her at a party at his house off campus. And then he leads her into a room. Now, she says that the drink she had from him
had a Mickey in it.
Was spiked or something. Yes.
Right.
And she was basically out of it. And he takes her, when he's done with her, allegedly takes her into a room. And then some of his teammates, it's horrific, Rob.
And here's the part.
For an hour and a half, according to the accusations.
Right. And here's the thing that people need to understand. And Chris, we know how horrific if this is all true, alleged, with rape. But you got to understand, underage, it doesn't matter. They can consent, Chris. And if the parents right. want to press charges, statutory rape.
That's the thing.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. She could have said
so
yes.
It doesn't really matter if it was consensual.
It doesn't matter. That's why right. him saying it was consensual doesn't mean anything. If she was 17 at the time, right. she was underage. That's all that matters. And if the parents want to push the envelope and go that way, Chris, it doesn't matter what she said.
Right. And some people are saying 17, 21.
No.
I get it, but it doesn't. The law is the law.
Right. Right. There's a number.
It is what it is. I mean, that's unfortunately high school girl. Unfortunately, she's at a college party. And at least according to the reports and what she's saying, things got out of hand and way out of hand for that matter.
She shouldn't have been drinking. She's underage, even at a house party. I mean, you know that.
It's unfortunate.
She was in a bad spot.
Whatever the case, she right. didn't deserve this, obviously, if this is what's alleged. I mean, she certainly didn't deserve it. And I'm not going to act like the Bills are – the Chiefs when they cut Kareem Hunt, remember that?
Right.
They really got out in front of that thing once they knew.
Well, but right? they told them too, Chris. The video. They said, right. don't
you
lie
to us. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Like that was the big thing, and I respect that. Tell right. us what happened. Because then yep. if you come back with a different, and I'm going to give you another example. I don't know if you remember this. When Marv Albert got fired from NBA or NBC. And they told him, they said, Chris, we'll stand by you, but if you cop a plea, you'll be fired immediately. You know what I mean? And he copped a plea, and NBC fired Marv, if you remember.
Right. I remember that. So I'm not going to act like the Chiefs are just, I mean, the Bills are, you know, really getting out in front of this thing. They knew in July, the reports are, what he was accused of. And they even said they did an investigation and they were, you know, that's why they didn't cut him. In fact, they cut the previous starter. But what I will say, I think they're responding to the public outcry. They know this is on the heels of the Deshaun Watson situation and it was going to get messy. And so I think they're getting out in front of it now. But I will say this, the GM... Rob, he made a good point, and he said, because he was like, we don't know if he's guilty or not. But we're not equipped, I'm paraphrasing, to do like a great thorough investigation. And you and I think you've been with me on this. It's the NFL is not. They need to get out of the crime-solving business. I'm not saying you can't, like if a guy is not convicted, if he's acquitted of a crime and there's evidence to think, hey, something happened that we don't like, you are your own corporation. You can say that doesn't reflect well on us, so we're going to suspend you, whether he's charged or not. But I think the guy from the Bills was right, Rob, the GM, like, he's like, we're going to let the authorities handle it. We're not the police force. We're a football team. All right. I'm a GM. We got a coach. None of us are equipped to deal with this. So we're getting rid of him. He can go ahead and get his lawyers and fight it. And we'll see if the truth comes out. But we're moving on because this is not what we do.
I get that. Here's my only issue with Buffalo. Chris, they knew about this earlier. As you said, they knew about this. And yet they still picked him. And I don't know what they were thinking. Didn't,
I don't know. It's questionable whether they knew when they – remember, the draft obviously is in April.
No, but I'm saying –
so they knew in July, though. They knew once he's on the team. Or,
right, but I'm saying when they cut the other – right.
And two teams said they knew during the draft what was going on with him.
So they knew.
But they didn't know the details. They didn't. They just knew there was something out there. Yeah.
And obviously when you hear, rape involving a minor – it's very serious, and it's not even like I think that they looked at it and said, this is not what we want our organization to be involved in.
Right.
Some people might say that's unfair. Shouldn't there be a due process, Chris? This is what we talk about all the time. Like, when you're an employer, you can make that call. It's just, is it fair? No, it's not fair. Because you would say he should be able to hold on to his job until it's proven.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like in a court of law, whatever, how it plays out, right? Because we've seen things blow up in people's faces. Remember the lacrosse team at Duke? You remember that?
Right.
And they got expelled.
Conclusions.
They got all and all that. And then she made up the story. Okay, so you got to be
careful.
And
I would think, Rob, if let's just say for sake of argument, if that were the case, right, if it comes out, and he, of course, said – that the fact what's being reported in the newspaper,
but I don't think he's denying that he had.
True.
Oh, he's saying that he didn't have sex with her.
He didn't say that, but he's saying the way stuff has been reported.
Right,
is
but see,
so I don't know if that he addressed that or not. I don't
because the only details that really matter in this, because she's underage, is did he have sex with her?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like that.
But some people will look at it differently, even though you're right. I mean, he could be. Statutory rape if the parents want to
push
go there.
Right.
Right. But if it comes out that they had consensual sex and, you know, the rest of the stuff is not true, then I think some people, if the parents press for statutory rape, then that's one thing. Then it's a crime and we'll see. But I think some people will look at it a little differently, whether they should or not. I think they will. But, Rob, I'll say this, too. They're saying like the reason he's not being charged criminally is because he was not, the guys that raped her allegedly after he was done with her.
Right.
He wasn't in there. But I'm like, you threw her to the wolves, so
right.
to speak.
Right.
Right. You may not deserve what they got. But you deserve some punishment.
Because you took her there to those guys waiting on her, right.
Especially if she was in the state that she says she was in.
Right. It's a bad story.
A pretty situation.
Right. Oh, it's a bad story all the way around. But I if the Bills are really doing this, Chris, because they believe like this is just something we don't want to be associated with, and just forget about the other guys. We don't want a guy who's having sex with underage, women. I can't be mad at them.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We welcome in TJ Reeves, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers radio sideline reporter and former host for Fox Sports Radio. What's up, TJ? How are you?
It's always good to hang out. All right, let's cover some quick ground. It's good to be back on the airwaves as an alumni. Good to see that I did not completely ruin the careers of DeSager and Robert Guerra, your producer,
That's right.
Working with me and are still employed. Bravo, boys, on that. And it's also good to see every time that management would yell at me and everybody else about get to the update, get it over with, and get back to the segment, that nobody still listens to that.
That's
all these
right.
years later, as you boys just meandered through like 8 minutes for the update. Well done. Well done.
Thank you. That was a kind way of insulting
of
Rob.
Yes, that's okay.
Pushing that thing so long. No,
I'm good. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Great to have you, TJ. All right, let's get to it. I got to be honest, at least from the clip I saw, I'm stunned no one asked Tom Brady in the press conference.
Terrible.
Maybe I missed it.
Terrible.
But did anybody ask him if it was true, the report about him going to the Bahamas on vacation those 11 days that he missed?
So, okay, let me set the scene for you just briefly. I do the radio postgame show, and because of the COVID restrictions the last couple of years, we haven't been able to do that live show out of the locker room. So I'm doing the live thing out of the locker room, interviewing players and eventually interviewing Todd Bowles, who's been elevated as the new head coach. I was not even aware that he had gone to talk because I was under the belief he was going to lay low and not talk until he had to the week of the Cowboys game. But he elected to go in there. And my understanding is there was a question about his absence. I don't know if he was specifically asked, were you chilling in Nassau with Giselle and the kids? I don't know how they brought it up, but that elicited the answer that you heard, where he basically said, You know, I've got a lot of crap going on here. I'm 45 years old. I got a lot of stuff going on. So take it for what it's worth. But I can't speak to it. Was the question specifically about the Bahamas, much less the Masked Singer, or any other variable that might be in play right now with TB12?
Well, right. just your take on it. As I think it's a bad sign that if you want to play at 45 and you want to continue to play, you got to be a part of the team. I just don't think that there's any shortcuts, a planned vacation. I think it's bad. It looks bad for Tom Brady, and it's bad for the Bucs. And Chris brought up another point. It undermines Todd Bowles as head coach. I mean, why is this acceptable?
Well, that is something, obviously, that the organization has to answer to, but they were aware of this. Rob, I mean, Jason Light, the GM, the Glazers, the owner, Todd Bowles, the coach, they were on board and aware that this was going to happen, whatever it is. And again, there's lots of speculation about what it is. And I guess as the weeks go by and the Masked Singer is unfolding, we'll get some answers as to whether that was it. Was it a vacation? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but just to be clear, they were on board with this. And doesn't it really come down to how does he play opening night, September 11th,
no,
against the Dallas Cowboys?
No.
Because if he lights it up, this is a non-story in training camp. But
If he plays well, I mean, it, obviously more than one game. But, yeah, if he plays well this year, it's not a story.
The story will go away. Yeah. But it still is. I mean, for teammates, and you know, football is one of those things that's different than a lot of these sports as far as camaraderie. And I just think that anybody else doesn't get away with that. I just don't think – he never took a vacation off of Bill Belichick. It would have never happened. And for people in Tampa Bay to accept it and act like it's okay is garbage. He doesn't have a history of this. He's never done this before.
But you're right. If he plays well week one, it's going away. I mean, nobody's going to worry about
it. And if
LeBron
he plays poorly, then what they'll say?
Then it becomes a story.
Gonna cut
then it'll be a story. And rightly so. I think it was wrong what he did, but if he plays well, nobody's going to worry about it. LeBron took 2 weeks off his first year back in Cleveland, came back playing great, nobody worried about it. But what about I question how, like, it just feels like with him taking off TJ the 11 days, which we've never seen him do in training camp, with the injuries to the offensive line, I feel I'm just questioning how Tom feels about the team. Obviously, there was the stories about him wanting to play for the Dolphins. The league seemed to confirm that with the recent report they released a few weeks ago. It just feels like he's not as bought in as he has been in the past, and I'm speculating that it's because he's really questioning how good this team can be, because we know he's not playing just to win 11 games and get to the playoffs. He's playing to win the Super Bowl. Do you think there's any validity to that type of feeling?
No. Quickly, no. Because the Miami Dolphin roster is nowhere close to this roster. And, oh, by the way, their offensive line has been a joke for the last 2 or 3 years. So if you play out the scenario that he was going to become part owner and then suddenly interjected as the quarterback after free agency and after the draft under that hilarious scenario, which, by the way, the Buccaneers were never going to let that happen. They were going to keep him on the retired list, and that was going to be the end of that. That kind of gets underreported and under-talked about. But in any event, the Miami situation is a worse situation than what Tampa Bay is and what the Buccaneers are in terms of the weapons, in terms of the experience he has, the offensive coordinator he likes. So I don't buy that at all. I don't buy that at all.
I disagree because he was going to be a part owner. Stephen Ross is a Michigan guy. It was bigger than just him playing quarterback for that team. There was a bigger financial game. That's why he met with Stephen.
But the question was the football situation, Mr. Parker. You lecture everybody on listening and pay attention. I listened to the question. The question was the football situation, and does he regret this football situation as opposed to the Miami one? And the answer is no on that one. You've got a chance to contend. It's a very tough schedule, but you've got a chance to contend with this team. Good luck down in South Florida with what they have. Good
All right,
luck.
So you're telling me that Tom Brady looked at both rosters and went to South Florida anyway, despite what you're saying, and that the Dolphins aren't as good as Tampa. That's why I bring up the ownership possibility and being a part of the organization. That's what was attractive to Tom Brady. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that may very well have been part of the discussion. Again, I'm not privy to that. Believe it or not, Tom and Giselle and company don't clear that stuff with me, so I don't know exactly what that is. But I just know where he ended up being back, and now we will see how this all unfolds here again with a team that is playing the Cowboys on the opening game at the Saints, who's been a nemesis for Tom Brady and for the Buccaneers in general the last few years. And then, oh, by the way, Rodgers and Green Bay at home and Mahomes and the Chiefs at home for the first four games. So it ain't an easy schedule. It's not a picnic. You're not sprinkling in the Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons anywhere right in there for the beginning of the year. We'll see.
Quickly, 30 seconds, what is your early prediction for how good this team is this year?
I think the offensive line is a key and how healthy it can be, but I think they're a 12 or 13-win team. The division is there to be had. I think they can eventually get to something like 12-5 and be right there in the mix. How's that for under 30 seconds?
No, that's good. And the NFC is down. So if they win 13 games, 12 games even, then you got to like their chances out there in the NFC. All right, that's our man TJ Reeves. We appreciate you,
man.
Thank you.
Always good to be with my Fox Sports Radio brothers. DeSager, keep up the great work trying to keep them in line. I heard you trying to do it. You boys be well.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
In here, Rob, Duke volleyball team, women's volleyball team playing at BYU, and Rachel Richardson, their only African-American starter, was subject to racial slurs from one fan who wasn't a student at BYU every time she served. And afterwards, when her godmother tweeted that, you know, she was subjected to racial slurs every time she served and it became a story, that's when BYU responded. They have banned the fan from their athletic venues on campus. They have said they have a zero tolerance approach to this behavior. Now, Richardson responded on Twitter today. She said, no athlete, regardless of their race, should ever be subject to such hostile conditions. She said some other things, but they don't have a zero tolerance approach to this behavior, BYU. And I'm saying that because you let it go on throughout the match. If it was every time she served, and I am making an assumption that because it was in a gym and she's on the court and she heard it, my assumption is that it was loud enough for tons of people to hear, Rob.
Right. This wasn't a football game, Chris, right, with 100,000 right. people at the big house, okay? That's not what this was.
Right. I mean, how do you let that go on? How did no students say, hey, buddy, you need to stop it? And if you didn't stop, call security over to
all
get
they gotta
out
do
of
is
there.
Point him out, Chris.
Right.
Just point him out. That guy right there is making racist taunts or whatever you want to say, and he should be removed. And the coach right then and there should say, if you don't remove this guy, or was this on their campus? I'm sorry.
This was on BYU's campus.
Yeah. I'm going to pull the kids. If this guy isn't removed, we're not going to continue with this game. So which one
now,
are we going to do?
Richardson addressed that, Rob, and here's what she said. Although the heckling, I mean, it's long. Eventually took a toll on me. I refused to allow it to stop me from doing what I love to do and what I came to BYU, you know, this game to do, which was play volleyball. I refused to allow those racist bigots to feel any degree of satisfaction from thinking that their comments had gotten to me. So I pushed through and finished the game. Therefore, on behalf of my African-American teammates and I, we do not want to receive pity or be looked at as helpless. We do not feel as though we are victims of some tragic, unavoidable event. We are proud to be young African-American women. We are proud to be Duke student-athletes, and we are proud to stand up against racism. That's a strong statement, but I agree with you that if they had said, look, get him out of here or we're not playing anymore, I don't think that plays into the victimhood narrative. I think you can do that from a position of strength. I hear what she's saying. Like, look, we're going to show you're not getting to us. You're not going to stop us
from being great athletes.
But you can do, you still can say, look, we're not putting up with it. And either get them out of here or we're done. We're not going to entertain you, while this dude does this. So you can look at it different ways.
LeBron has had people. They had them put out, right? You could say, well, why would LeBron let them? No, because you shouldn't have to sit through that, Chris. You shouldn't have to. It's not about them stopping you or you trying to prove a point. It's inappropriate behavior. It shouldn't be tolerated in a public venue. You want to go in your basement with your friends and yell racist things at the TV set, Chris. Do your thing, right? Do your thing. When you come out in the public, we're not going to allow this to happen. It's just that's how I look at it. So I don't look at it as like, you know, you crumbled and you let them get through to you. No, I don't. It shouldn't be tolerated.
It's just baffling to me that a school. Again, I'm assuming it was clear, right? If she heard it, Rob, you can't. There's no way a ton of other people didn't hear.
Right, I'm with you. I mean,
you know, it's a gym. How many? Let that go on?
How many students go to watch volleyball, Chris? I mean, I'm just being honest.
No, thank you. That is unbelievable that this fan was not confronted. If not right after the first time he said it, then certainly the second time.
Right.
I mean, like what? So, come on. BYU, they were forced into doing the right thing. It shouldn't have taken all that. And they got to do better next time. Hopefully there's not a next time. But we are the Odd Couple. There will be plenty of next times for us. We are back in business, baby. Reunited, and it feels so good. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.